Can I have that thing again?
Adam's actually getting us some coffee, and then we'll start, everyone. I think he hit record, actually.
Did he?
I think so.
Yes, he did.
Hello, everyone. Adam was just talking about how much he loves Little Peep. It's his favorite artist.
Yeah, he watched the Little Peep documentary, and he said it was amazing.
He was crying,
mm-hmm.
and he was at the same time moved and sexually aroused.
He said, I can relate to Little Peep in the sense that I'm a black man.
we're both young black stallions.
Little Peep is actually also
who the world
Adam's
can't understand.
Dick's name is yeah. Little Peep.
Yeah.
Isn't that so?
Because it looks like one of those marshmallows.
It looks like yeah, melted. From Easter.
You know what I fucking had over the weekend?
Hit me.
That I'd never had before because okay. they look like bullshit?
Yeah.
Malamars.
Pretty good.
Amazing.
I'm a big Malamar guy.
They're yep. fucking so good because anything
they're
with
the,
marshmallow.
Wait, those are the chocolate marshmallow thing.
It's
right?
it's a s'more, basically.
Oh,
wait. There's like a graham cracker on the bottom.
That's right, the graham cracker.
And a
cracker.
Marshmallow, and then it's covered in chocolate.
Yes,
it's
very that's good. A good. That's good.
The graham cracker is kind of salty.
I love that.
Yeah.
Salty graham cracker is really up there for me in terms that's I also like a pretzel element in a chocolate
yeah.
thing.
So I tried about an entire box of them.
Yes.
And
respect.
It was good.
Yeah.
It was a good trial.
Dude, they got Ben & Jerry's has a fucking ice cream mm-hmm. called Netflix and Chill.
Yeah.
I like
with pretzels
it.
In it.
Salty pretzels.
S'mores yeah. are, you know, I've shit on s'mores before because of the activity of making them. Is
which I understand.
Bullshit.
I understand that element, but yeah. the taste you can't fuck
but culturally, I appreciate s'mores.
You think the activity is gay?
I think it's bullshit. I think
why
sitting around
bullshit?
A campfire, because they don't taste. It's always, that's the worst way to make s'mores.
I wouldn't say
is
that.
The campfire way. The
well, the ambiance.
Yeah.
It's about the ambiance.
A campfire is nice.
You made the fire out of fucking, you know,
Doritos.
Like pressure treated wood, so it's got a bunch of arsenic in it.
Yeah.
Everything's fucked yes. up.
You've taken apart a fucking shelf mm-hmm. you got from Wayfair.
But that's
and burning it.
That's instead of calling America a melting pot, they should call it a s'more.
Uh-huh.
That's true. That's actually good.
It has more. You got a little white stuff, and then it's covered
brown.
In black
and
shit.
The white stuff is burning. Are burning the black people.
The white stuff is supposed to melt the black stuff,
mm-hmm.
but it ends up catching itself on fire.
And right. turning black itself.
And then graham crackers are, I guess, Jews.
The Jews holding it all together.
The Jews sitting at the bottom controlling the banking.
The industrious
and at the top controlling entertainment.
Yeah.
They're on either side.
I think
it's a little, it's a mix of all of the American cultures. It's a little Breonna Taylor Thomas, if uh-huh. you will.
Oh, like little, Jonathan.
Nice.
Yes.
Like Jonathan
well, that's what I was saying. For whatever reason, s'mores made me think of Huckleberry Finn,
mm-hmm.
which is not, that's not a part of that. Book, and then I remember the 1990
where Jonathan Taylor Thomas plays Huck Finn.
Four Adventures of Huckleberry Finn,
where JTT plays him.
Was that a made for TV?
No,
I think it was just a movie,
it was in theaters.
But they made it.
I remember that was my first.
I don't
first,
remember that at all.
That was my first
crush. It was your
it was
first
my
crush.
First crush.
I guess
like,
in 94
on a riverboat,
he was a big star. Finn.
I want to kiss him on the lips.
Yeah. You want young fat Stav wanted Jonathan Taylor Thomas to pick him up like a basketball and
uh-huh.
smooch him. Like a big pumpkin.
Wow. That would have been nice.
He wanted to be selected from a patch of
can
fat
I be
boys.
Honest? No, yes. Me and a bunch of other faux beast little
Jonathan,
children.
Jonathan Taylor Thomas walking through a field in late autumn
mm-hmm.
and plucking up just the plumpest, fattest Stav who's disguised himself as a pumpkin.
To get a smooch from JTT.
Yeah. And then tradition has it that you fuck the pumpkin
of
once
course.
You... Once you select it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No joke. This was, honestly, this was during my time. I did not want to be gay with him, but this is when I thought I looked like John Stamos as a little kid.
You wanted
so
to be like
So I thought
like
me and him were friends. Me and him would have been like friends and gotten like little kid.
Because you're both on sitcoms. Mm-hmm.
Like we would have been.
In the
no
world
joke.
Of
I wanted to be. Oh, yeah. As a little kid, I thought I was like, I'm going to be a star.
The ABC sitcom lineup.
Yeah.
I think.
I wanted to be a little. I think I've told the story how my mom. I auditioned for the Bruce Willis movie, The Kid.
No.
Well, they had open auditions.
They had open auditions. Yeah, that's what I meant.
Oh.
Yeah, I knew.
Did they shoot it in Baltimore?
No, but it was fucking, they had open auditions, and they got fucking Dakota Fanning's brother.
I knew a kid that told a story about another kid that would always talk about how he was supposed to be in that movie.
He was supposed to be the kid?
But he was like, yeah, it was just.
Yeah,
like
your mom just took you there.
All my friends,
to a mall.
All my friends auditioned for Pay It Forward with Haley Joel Osment because they filmed it in Vegas.
Oh, shit.
And a bunch of my friends were extras.
How about you? Why not you?
It kind of blacked out that period. I don't know what happened.
My experience with that emotion.
Kind of just woke up.
He just woke up.
My experience with that emotion was like occasionally participating in those like P.O. Box sweepstakes on WB Kids,
mm-hmm.
where they're like, if I forget what it would be.
No, I know.
But
I
you would those. Be like, I'm gonna win the Simpsons house.
Yeah,
that was also in Vegas, the Simpsons house.
Yeah.
Or cars. I would fucking try and win car raffles.
I definitely remember trying to guess who shot Mr. Burns.
Oh, of course. Uh-huh.
And then you're a dumbass child, so you're going with like the logical answer instead of the funny one.
Right.
You know, forgetting that it's a comedy show.
Yeah. Yeah, I still do that.
Yeah.
That's true. I don't remember who I thought it was.
Who was it? Smithers? I don't even remember.
No, it was Maggie.
It was Maggie.
Maggie, the baby. That's right. Fuck. How could I forget that?
God, come on, dude.
That's really so embarrassing. I know. It's very
that's
embarrassing.
That's such a fucking touchstone of childhood. Who shot Mr. Burns?
Yeah, it was around the Pay It Forward era.
Right, when you got molested by
I got molested by Haley Joel Osment.
He's like our age.
No, but he was actually kind of a Gary Coldman
he's
adult.
He's in bed, scared. Why is his penis so small?
I see little penises. I see a very small penis.
Do you see one right now?
Yes. I suck small penis.
Yeah. Hey, listen, kid, I'd love to help you, but I got to get back to the Bronx. I got to get back to the Hudson.
I gotta go back to my wife being a bitch.
I gotta get back to being fucking New York Bruce Willis. Cool guy.
Yeah, my friend was telling me he's during COVID. I got dinner with him last night. I'd seen all year, and he said he got into fishing in the East
and
River.
You guys got a love hotel room?
Yeah, we got a love hotel.
You got dinner.
We
had sex.
Yeah, in Tokyo. With a vibrating
that bed. Rocks, dude. That they just had hotels you fuck in.
You fuck your
so that you wouldn't so that you wouldn't disgrace your home with pussy.
Yeah. Is that what they were?
The Japanese are ahead of the curve.
No, I think it's just because like it's by work. You know, it's practical.
No.
Yeah.
No.
To cheat on your wife.
It's to disgrace your home with pussy juice.
It's efficient.
It's not my culture. I love smearing pussy juice all over my home.
Yeah, but he was telling me he's been fishing in the East River, and like you just throw the fish back because it's
they're
the
all
East
fucked
River.
Up and mutated.
But the EPA is like very much like do not eat the bottom feeders, especially not the bottom feeders. And him and his friends were in Chinatown, and they caught a 3-foot eel, and they were throwing it back, and the Chinese guys were like, no, please do that. Do not do that. So they gave it to the Chinese. They just took it home.
They got eels in the Hudson?
Yeah. They said he got like a striped bass in the Hudson.
Damn.
It's kind of not a...
It's right, the ocean's right there.
I guess that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, or not the Hudson, it's the East River.
The East River.
Which is not a river. It is a tidal estuary.
A tributary?
It is a tidal estuary.
What's the difference?
I don't fucking know. but it was very funny that like.
me.
But if you think about what a bottom feeder.
Oh fuck, dude! I just had the worst nightmare that I was hearing the gayest story of all time.
Yeah. No, it wasn't the story. The tidbit was gay. The story was all right.
What? Sorry.
But
where am I?
If you think about what a bottom feeder in the East River is mm-hmm. doing, like the bottom of the East River is just.
I'm confused. The bottom feeders, they the ones at the bottom that eat all the other fish, or they're the ones at the top that eat the algae?
I think they're at the bottom. No,
they're at the bottom.
But they're at the bottom, but they eat all the other fish.
I think
classic cartoon explaining the fish hierarchy.
They're the very bottom.
They're the last one to come on
with
the screen.
Like boots, because there's boots and shit and cans.
Yeah, the East River's got guns down there.
Guns, absolutely.
They probably eat guns.
They're eating a lot of Italian guys.
Yeah. A lot of bodies.
Is Tim's.
They eat Tim's.
They do eat Tim's.
The fish wear Tim's.
That's right, brother.
That's right. And they wear fitteds, Yankee mm-hmm. fitteds.
And what might they say?
That's the kind of stuff.
Dead ass facts.
Check in on this real New York Uptown podcast.
That's right.
To hear Uptown takes.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know what those fish probably do? They probably smoke Black and Milds.
That's right. Or hookah.
Yeah.
Hookah for that matter.
No, that's the Bronx fish, the Dominican fish.
Well, that's Uptown.
Uptown, I suppose.
Mm. I would love to smoke hookah right now. I wish I had a 1994 Accord mm-hmm. with a spoiler
yes.
on it.
Yes.
And a hookah.
I had a 94 Civic.
Built into the dashboard.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
fuck yeah, dude. I'm trying to go. I'm trying to go to the hookah bars in Towson where they don't card 17-year-olds. Get fucked up off raspberry vodka Stolies,
mm-hmm.
and get no pussy and drive home drunk. That's what I'm trying to do. Now that's how you spend a fucking childhood.
Somebody sent me a message. They were like, "I saw you like the same picture, Honda as me on Instagram."
Did you appreciate that message?
I don't appreciate any messages, to be honest with you.
But that one,
certainly not. I'm keeping tabs on which Hondas you're liking.
Yeah.
I've got an eye for the Hondas you're looking at, yeah. and I'm going to use it to be friends with.
Maybe I should get a little piece of shit Honda. Maybe I should become a Honda fag.
Why not, dude?
Yeah.
You know, you've been working on the Vo.
I did watch like a video review of the 2021 Civic Type R limited edition.
Was it
and there's
cool?
There's still people in the comments saying VTEC just kicked in, which is like a 20-year-old meme at this point.
Oh, I don't even know what that is.
It used to be all over the internet. I don't know, whatever. Anytime Ricers
just kicked in.
Yeah, I think it's a reference to maybe one of the Fast and the Furious. I can't remember if the line even comes from the movie at this point, just because it's been
it's a car
so saturated.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is pretty pathetic, the shit people hold on to.
The YouTube the YouTube comments is someone making an awful joke, and then like that joke blowing up, and then 50 other people typing the exact same thing, hoping that they'll also have a good comment.
Yeah,
or like this, if you're watching this in 2018, just still,
or there's
when COVID hits, when the COVID hits, yeah. Not today, maybe tomorrow I'll be a star in the YouTube comment section.
The other alternative is like you're watching like a song, you're like listening to a song on YouTube, and then the top comment is like, "My brother just died." And this was his favorite song.
You do get some of that. Yeah, my
that's
my,
always
my
like
son.
A big that gets that does numbers in the YouTube
Absolutely.
Comments.
Absolutely. My son, we should do one where it's like my son just died, but he used to love sucking cock to this song. That would do numbers.
I think that would blow up.
That would be awesome. My son just had fucking double brain cancer, but
I think that would
double brain cancer.
But he was getting so much cock to this.
Your
song.
Son's got a couple of, call them double D's. Just a doctor being like, you can see this is the brain tumor in your son, but you know, this sucks. But I was saying to the nurse, it kind of looks like a titty.
It looks like a titty.
Doesn't that look like a big titty to you? Sorry, I've been so horny since COVID.
Yeah.
It's made me so horny. I'm sorry you had to come to the hospital, the brain cancer hospital, to get your son's brain treated on, but at least meet me in the middle and say that his tumor looks like a big
looks
old
like a
titty
breast
that you want to suck on.
You wish it was a I'll tell you this much. I wish it wasn't a tumor. Yeah. I wish it was an actual breast and it was in my mouth.
The kid's just walking into the room nude. He's like, got titty on the mind? The kid's like, what are you talking about? I'm like, all right, don't worry about it. I'll explain it when
you had to be here.
You'll understand when you're older. Or probably not, actually.
You're not going to make it.
I'll be honest with you.
I'm not going to bullshit you, Steve. Mm-hmm.
It's funny how bad doctor is such an endless well.
It's awesome.
Mm-hmm. You could have a sketch show just called Bad Doctor.
It's so awesome.
And you could do 35 seasons.
Just telling people they're going to die in a fucked up way.
I don't understand why Bad Doctor is... I mean, I guess I should think about it more, but Bad Doctor is like...
Why it's so funny?
Anytime anyone goes to write a sketch, it's like there's a 50% chance you're going to land on Bad Doctor.
And you should.
Yeah.
And that's what the number should be.
And it's funny. I mean, people like... There's probably... You'd probably run into like, you know, Harvard, Emerson, SNL pipeline guys that thumb their nose at Bad Doctor. But none of those people are actually funny.
They've never written a funny
They've
thing.
They've never been
life.
Funny once in
they
their lives.
They think comedy is doing homework.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Doing worksheets for comedy.
Right. We get in the office and we're writing for 20 hours a day. Really?
Fucking loser.
You produce fucking nothing. Maybe you should stop trying to own the president and just do an hour of Bad Doctor because that's what people want.
Bad Doctor
or a guy with a little dick.
Mm-hmm.
A guy whose dick can't get hard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A Chinese guy, accidental gay.
The Mad TV combo.
Chinese but
being
gay.
Being gay by accident. Yeah,
you can combine
them, everything in
there.
Depressed Persian tow truck guy. That was a fucking classic.
Dude, that was
getting cucked. That's another funny thing that happens to you.
Depressed Persian tow truck guy was a like a very important thing in my family. Mad TV
only ever tried to do one non-offensive character, and it was the Java guy, and it's the worst character on the
show.
The guy who had too much coffee.
right.
Because they were like, maybe we should do one character that's not based on a stereotype.
It's not racist.
Even as a kid, I was like, this sucks.
Boo.
Bring back the retarded kid.
Make him retarded or fucking Japanese.
The retarded kid that annoys minimum wage retail employees.
Stewart. <Yeah.
laughs> Look what I can do.
Oh, yeah. Big respect. I saw, they did the Sopranos for network TV sketch, and it was just everything edited down like 30 seconds.
Fuck it. I mean, meet everyone in the middle. SNL would be fine if they just did Trump going to his doctor. Every sketch.
Trump bad doctor.
Trump with bad doctor.
They could have done that with this COVID thing. They really missed it.
Yeah, easily.
Easy.
That guy with the long hair, his doctor looks hilarious.
His doctor
also is
cool.
Yeah.
His doctor looks like he gets pussy.
My old boss at the law firm, my last job, she used to go to that doctor.
A doctor.
That was her doctor.
Prescribing Joe Biden tape to hold his brain together. Yeah. Scotch tape.
That would be awesome.
And that's it. That's the whole sketch.
He blasts cigs in the office.
Yeah.
That guy.
Yeah. Old school.
Yeah, rocks.
What happened to Hunter? My man Hunter was in the news. What did he do?
Some shit with the New York Post. I didn't really.
He got some pussy and someone took pictures.
There's a picture of him passed out next to a crack pipe, which was pretty cool.
Respect. He's ever done crack?
He's hot, that guy. No, I've done cocaine though. But I wonder, like, what? I mean, I guess it is a difference, right?
I don't know, Nick. Have you ever done crack?
Smoked crack? No, I don't think I have.
I haven't either.
Yeah,
I've smelled it. Smells weird, just chemically. But there was a friend of a friend who came down to Baltimore to hang out. And he just went into the crack house and smoked crack. And then he came out and just chilled
like
on the
crack house across the street.
There was a crack house on like Kitty Corner to where our friend Tommy's porch was, his grandparents' porch was.
Yeah,
on Trapola, that's what they called it.
I went to the wrong
house. It's gone now. But there was a thriving crack house there in, I would say, 2008. And very close to that was the deli that sold pills to children. And they had good snacks, too.
What kind of pills could you get?
I guess...
M&M Minis is what Stav is remembering.
That's when you first got on.
I like the
M&M
Minis.
Dude, M&M Minis was a big moment.
They do look. It's like a little prescription bottle.
Yeah, it's like they're from the doctor.
They suck though. I like more chocolate in my M&M. I would like a larger M&M.
Well, that's why you got to empty the container.
But you need like five
mouth
at a time. Yeah.
Boom. I understand the buckshot M&M theory. Yeah. Just fucking. But I like less shell, more chocolate.
I've heard multiple people say in the last 2 weeks that they really love Halloween candy, which is no such thing.
Candy.
It's just candy.
You're just eating candy.
Yep.
I get it. It's near Halloween, but it's not. We're not talking special. We're not talking about cranberry sauce at Thanksgiving.
That's right.
You're just eating Reese's, you fucking piece of shit.
But it's shaped like a pumpkin.
The only candy that is Halloween candy is candy corn, maybe.
It's not.
And that's
not
the worst candy. Who eats candy corn?
It's fall
corn. You think that's an autumnal candy?
It's an autumnal candy.
I'm ready to do 15 minutes on this at the stand. Yeah. Indoor shows only. We're doing indoor shows and we're all hooking a hose up to each other's mouths.
That's right. I'm trying to breathe your air, motherfucker.
Yeah. What's the deal? Are they closing the stand?
I don't know. There are some other clubs that are just like, fuck it. We're operating. Like,
yeah, you might
wink,
as well.
Wink.
You might, like, honestly, if I ran a business...
If restaurants can do it, why the fuck can't clubs
If you're running a business in New York, you should just go back to operating as usual, take the fines, and then put the money in escrow, but just ignore all the lawsuits, or ignore them all until, you know, somebody else decides to sue the state on your behalf.
Right.
Which is probably horrible advice. No one
listened to Nick.
But if look...
But do it.
Do
Nick's
it.
Nick's got a direct line
we
to
would like to do
to
stand-up
Peter
this,
Thiel.
This winter.
Yeah. Honestly, I just miss hanging out at the stand.
Stand is nice. I've been doing the outdoor shows, or I've been hanging out
there. Once a year, I'll have like a hankering for socializing, and there's literally nowhere else for me to go. This is like thumb my nose at comedy. And then it's like, oh yeah, I don't... Like I have,
the hang is nice.
I have no friends in adulthood because I've been a comedian since I was a child.
Right,
to go to the club.
I have to just hang out at the comedy club.
Which is a good hang. And talk was to a great hang.
Other morons that are funny.
That's right.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
That's what's great about the, like, the table, quote unquote. All of, I mean, the tables that exist everywhere. It's the dumbest people in the world.
Mm. Very stupid.
Saying funny things with authority.
Absolutely.
Which you don't really get that dynamic anywhere else.
No.
Yeah.
No one is ashamed of how dumb they are in comedy. Right. In fact, they either, it's a badge of honor,
yeah,
which is what I like to think, or
the table is the only place,
they're smart.
The only place in the world where you can have a 3-hour conversation of politics and then it after 3 hours, it gets to the point where someone says, what is the vice president anyway? who is the speaker? Yes. And they've been talking since 7 p.m. about how to fix the country. Uh-huh. And then someone will say, wait a minute, what's Congress?
Yeah. Abso-fucking-lutely, yeah. Dude. And it's honestly gotten worse with podcasts. That's all we do is just talk. Everyone just needs a morsel of something, and they'll talk for hours.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, look, the sun's coming out.
It's nice when the sun comes in this room.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. Hopefully it'll be nice.
It's honestly, like, all of the bullshit of 2020 has been worth it for this fall in New York. It's been perfect.
It's been a perfect fall.
This has been the best fall in probably the last, like, 5 years.
It's a great fall.
It was gorgeous out today.
Yeah.
If God wasn't a fucking bitch, he would make it 4 degrees hotter for a couple more weeks. That's what I'm saying. You hear that, God, you fucking pussy? I'm trying to still be eating outside on the sidewalk.
So what are we going to do for our couple's costume for Halloween? The three of us. Yeah.
According to a T-shirt I saw, God's a black lady.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
So
that's why it's, you know, like,
you saw it on
hurricanes,
a t-shirt.
Cancer, all that stuff.
It's so it's her fault.
Because it makes sense, yeah. Well, because you imagine as a white guy, and you're like, how is he fucking up this bad?
Mm-hmm. But it's a black. Yeah. Lady.
It's a black woman.
It's a black. Yeah.
Showing up 10 minutes late to work.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. You know,
I'm on my break.
Yeah, lunch.
That is not my job.
Lunch your break kid gets cancer, she was on her break.
Lunch break was basically the first millennium after the death of Christ.
Oh, okay.
And then
the Dark Ages.
The Middle Ages was trying to navigate the vending machine to get hot fire Cheetos. to bring back to her desk.
Nice. So she was, yeah.
And then there was the Enlightenment.
And she was putting in hours because she was about to go on vacation again.
Exactly.
So she had to work hard.
And then the Enlightenment led to fascism.
Right.
Which was because she was trying out different screensavers.
She got sick of the fish one.
And yeah.
Mm-hmm. She was downloading a bunch of ones.
Right.
She got a virus.
Mm-hmm. She turned up the Tom Joyner Morning Show and then went across the street to Dunkin' Donuts to get quote unquote coffee that's blue.
It's like 14 pumps of something went into that coffee.
I had to get a coffee, and for some reason, it glows in the dark. And it's,
you can hold it upside down like you're a fucking
like a
Dairy
blizzard.
Queen.
Yes.
Damn. And then I guess post World War II, that was another nice run.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And now we have this.
Well, I just thank her for Israel.
Yeah.
That was a great idea.
Yeah.
Damn, dude. They were having corona over there again, right? Do you know?
Get it? I thought that was in Brooklyn.
Mm. No.
I'm having a hard time keeping them apart.
Yeah, I guess Israel had to have, they had like a second lockdown. I don't even pay attention anymore.
I haven't listened to
London
anything.
Has a second lockdown.
It's been awesome. Not knowing anything
at
all
that's
happening
right now.
It feels awesome.
I literally do not know anything.
I've been just fucking traveling. I've been doing all these fucking shows. I've been doing errand. They painted my apartment.
I watched CNN for like fucking maybe 30 minutes the other day.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like, I can't imagine like if you're just in the world of watching CNN. I mean, it's like Fox News.
Yeah.
And it was already kind of like that.
Right.
But
yeah,
like,
it makes people afraid.
To what extent? I mean, it's just for like, because it used to be for like Fox News was for, what's the generation before boomers or older boomers?
Greatest generation.
Yeah, I guess so. It's like these old conservatives to sit there and be scared.
To waiting to die.
Basically. And now MSNBC and CNN are just that, but for boomers. You know, they're in their late 60s.
They think
plenty of boomers watch Fox.
They think Putin
they're like,
is
the president,
trying to kill them.
In the latest news, the president, we've got a trusted source says the president said the F word the other day. And he also wants to kill you. We're going now live to the Grim Reaper, who has confirmed that he has spoken with the president, and the president wants to kill you. And he's also the worst president of all time. That's also another thing.
Grim Reaper said.
Is that he's bad, and the president said that Joe Biden was bad, but it's actually not true. Joe Biden's actually good. Mm-hmm. And we have an expert here now. That's right. I am an expert. Joe Biden is good, and the president is bad. And coming up next, we're going to be talking about, let's see here. Oh, president is bad, and Joe Biden good, president bad, president scary. The virus is now worse than it's ever been before. And don't let the numbers deceive you, because as they go down, people get less afraid of the virus, and then it becomes more deadly.
It's a virus of the mind,
which is you know. So no matter what, folks, the cure is Joe Biden winning, and the president created the virus.
And now here's some commercials from Monsanto.
In his ass, and he recently said that he's never used his ass once in his life, so he's a liar, too.
Mm-hmm. Ba-da-da-ba-da. Mm-hmm. Anderson Cooper. And now the show is over.
Yeah.
Dude, I have not watched news, because fuck that, dude.
I honestly, the only news I look at is Trump's timeline probably once a day. just to catch up. Mm-hmm. He's just posting clips of like his sets just crushing.
He really is.
He's just posting clips, like stand-up clips. But he's like the only stand-up that doesn't
do the captions
for the hearing impaired.
Yeah, he should do captions.
That's how edgy he is. Yeah.
Dude, Trump should do captions.
It was so funny that at the beginning of the month, everyone was certain that he was going to die.
Yeah.
There was no chance.
Right.
He's
got the best doctors of all time.
Yeah.
Like, he's got the best medical care ever.
He gets a helicopter anytime he wants to go to the doctor.
I thought it would be cool if he did die.
It would have been very funny.
I thought there was like a nice little chance. Like, we were at least in the game. It wasn't a probability.
Because he's fat and old.
Yeah, he's just old and, you know. And it also would have been the most hilarious, like, end for Trump. If he died of coronavirus, that would be funny.
Mm-hmm.
That would be a, like, grand scheme of things, hilarious cap.
The most hilarious ending.
I mean, the most hilarious ending would be that he goes to Walter Reed and he falls out of the helicopter.
Yeah, that would be very funny. Awesome.
Dying of corona, I mean, that's a hack. Hack. Yeah. It's exactly that.
Yeah. I think it's
incredibly bad writing.
I think it would be
him falling out of the helicopter and landing on top of the Washington Monument.
Oh, yeah, with his ass. Yes. His ass falls on it it slowly goes in his ass.
See?
That's
laughing now.
That's better.
I think it'd be funny if Biden wins.
You got to stop writing for the room and start writing for yourself.
That's true.
That's right. Watching the monument going up his ass, falling out of the helicopter, and the monument comes in his ass.
Don't turn into an SNL guy and sit here and say, what if, how about if the president got corona? Ivy League is where.
Okay, you're right. Not funny.
I went to Harvard.
It wouldn't have been funny. It would have been, you know, appropriate.
It would have been you punching in, doing your fake comedy writing job,
mm-hmm.
and then waiting until the ratings roll in.
That's right. But
and then maybe being able to get a writing credit on Superstar 2.
That would be
this time she's trans.
Yeah, hell yeah! It's just Will Ferrell's Jesus character
as Molly Fishman
with tits.
Yeah.
Yeah. Goes in his ass. Maybe they give him breast implants or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it'd be cool if he had huge tits.
Yeah, mm-hmm. if they accidentally gave him that corona.
Yeah, he had life saving corona surgery, but whoops, we gave him tits. And then he's lying in state with big juicy breasts. It's bad doctor.
At this point, I would do anything to not have to hear about fucking Donald Trump anymore.
Yeah. Really?
Which
I still get a kick.
No, it's so fucking. I mean, I'm probably not going to vote.
When he was talking about kissing the guys at his rally,
yeah,
that was
I'll
funny.
Kiss the guys.
he is funny.
He's crushing, dude.
Yeah.
He's just like, honestly, like half of this is like he just wanted to get back out on the road
for sure. You know? But no, I'm with you, Nick. That's why I'm not paying attention to shit.
Yeah, you gotta. And then it's like, what else is there to pay? Like, luckily, it's fall.
Yeah,
luckily, it's beautiful.
I've been going on long walks.
Yeah.
I've been listening to the Talking Sopranos podcast. And that's basically it.
Yeah.
That's basically it.
And when it's Talking Sopranos, it's Christopher and Chris Hardwick.
It's Chris Hardwick and and Christopher Moltisanti, and then they're all...
So what's up? You like rape somebody or something?
Yeah, exactly.
Point to fact, not necessarily rape. I was emotionally abusive.
Oh, so the way like a gay guy rapes somebody.
Well, it's kind of like how Mario and Luigi are brothers, and they look the same.
Oh!
But they're not, actually. It's an extra points for...
Points.
Bonus.
Oh, don't talk gay about the fucking Luigi brother, Mario brothers.
Mm.
Two of the biggest Italian heroes.
Two of the biggest sandwiches.
True.
Yeah.
Damn, we should go to DeFani's
for lunch.
Yeah,
fuck it.
They close at a weird time though. I think they close at like 3.
Yeah, they keep Italian hours.
They really do. Yeah. I'm getting so sleepy.
I had a great sandwich.
Call them real quick and let them know we're doing a podcast.
Yep. We'll be keep right, tell them to stay open. Yeah. See how late they're open.
Hey, listen, we're doing a podcast. It's called Talking Sopranos.
Mm-hmm.
And we were all on The Sopranos.
We were on it.
We're coming over there in about an hour, but we got to finish the podcast first. So if you can stay open.
Oh, they're closed.
Fuck!
God fuck damn this bullshit. I was so excited for that sandwich. Yeah. I've been good, too.
I love that we have the same emotional profile when it comes to food. That it organically results in the exact same response, tonally, the same duration. It's the same
that
trigger.
That was wildly synchronized.
Yeah. Well, oh, gosh. DeFontes is closed on Sunday, the day of our Lord.
Fucking
that's why we can't get
shit.
It.
Yeah, now I can see why they killed the guy.
Yep.
Yes.
Jews were onto something.
That's 6-4.
Hey, Adam, nice job.
For killing Christ?
Because of this.
Nope, yeah. That was his black mother that did it, not me.
Fuck, dude. I haven't had anything bad. I've been eating good for 5 weeks. And I was like, fuck it, let's get this.
The DeFontes isn't bad. It's got a fucking eggplant in there. Peppers,
I got a line on another Italian sandwich.
White olive oil. All of the basic ingredients of a Mediterranean diet.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's from
fuck
the
it.
Food.
Remember product. The first time you heard Mediterranean diet and you're like, yeah, there's no way that works.
I mean, Sav grew whatever. Up on it.
That's what
Sav's culture.
My family's obese.
Apparently, if you just eat like a fat piece of shit. They have the healthiest diet in the
world.
That's
olive oil.
Their skin is so nice. Oh, really? It's not because they're just a different color? Are you sure that's not it?
Not because they're dark.
That they're a different race than you? And it's not eating fucking way too many olives. It's not having a platter of white bread and olive oil available to you at all times of the day.
There are
like a box of Kleenex.
Yes.
It's not that.
There was Feta right next to the fucking lotion in my house.
Yeah.
You just fucking go in, get a little fucking slice.
Damn, now I want some lamb.
We can get Greek food.
Yeah.
Is there anywhere in Brooklyn has good Greek food?
There's a lot of shit I'm craving.
There's a BZ in Greenpoint.
Ah, fuck. Nah.
But there's a good Italian sandwich by
around here.
I love that. I loved going to that BZ just for the parking job we did. It made me feel like a fire chief.
Oh, yeah.
Adam like double parked in the middle of an intersection. Then we just like walked into the...
Oh, when we had lunch at my place?
No.
We went over to...
Oh, the Brooklyn one.
Mm-hmm. The Brooklyn one,
I see. You double parked?
I didn't double park. I think I went and parked in front of a hydrant with my lights on.
But I did. You like parked in front of a fire hydrant that was like specifically for cooling down retarded kids who have gotten too hot from having COVID.
That's fucked up, Adam.
Yeah.
Why did you do that?
This is the retard hose.
Parking's bad these days.
Oh, yeah, you can park there. No, it was a real fire hydrant, but retards started drinking out of
retards
it.
Retards took over.
Retards said now they use their hoses themselves down with it. It's a retard hose. Me? No, I'm not. Yeah, no, I just like the fire.
I like to watch.
I just like to put the shirt on. And
yeah, I failed the physical part every time. Yeah. And also the written exam.
Yeah,
I failed both.
No, I can't grow a mustache. So they wouldn't. They wouldn't let me do it.
I said it. They said I didn't say the N-word forcefully enough.
Mm-hmm.
I just kind of whispered it.
Do married women still find firefighters to be
I think so.
Hot? That's yeah. like a that's like a fantasy of a fat married so. Woman still.
They're hot.
I don't understand why anyone would become a cop when you have firefighter as an option.
Exactly. Because they don't even... it's no a perfect way to hide that you're racist. No one knows that you're racist. You could
yeah,
just
you just
fucking,
they think you're a hero.
They think you're a hero. Yeah. Meanwhile, you know?
Yeah.
You joined after 9/11, but you still get credit for it?
Exactly. The right. guys that joined like 4 years ago
it's like
talk
being,
about 9/11.
It's like being yeah. Canadian. You yeah. know, they're like Canadians go abroad and people are like, oh, you know, you're better because you didn't do the Iraq war. And it's like, meanwhile, this guy's like got the record for longest kill. Yeah. He shot a child from Canada.
Yeah.
He shot a kid yeah. in Iraq from.
He was fucking on a hill in Winnipeg.
Canadian yeah. sniper style.
Canada is such a bizarre place, especially after going there last year.
It's weird.
And seeing all those cities and how just like abjectly boring those
Calgary,
cities are.
Or wait,
I like
Calgary.
Montreal.
Alberta, isn't that the one that sucked dick?
Montreal is like, maybe
Montreal
the,
and
the
cool.
capitals.
Halifax might be cool. I feel
Nova
like
Nova Scotia.
All that shit.
Ottawa sucked.
All that shit.
Ottawa
on the,
was fucking horrible.
Yeah. But even like Toronto is like, it's a big city.
Not Toronto. Cool.
I thought Toronto was weird, dude.
But it's yeah.
We were barely there, to be fair.
I went there twice last year, but it's weird.
It's weird. That's exactly
there's like
right.
a weird vibe there. I can't put my
that's
finger
your
on
take?
It.
It's a weird and
you
vibe. Can,
all yeah. Canadian cities are like the like create a wrestler where you just hit randomize or whatever, and then yeah. they're like here's like a couple of cultural
yeah,
options.
Here's Vietnamese.
None of this works.
In Italian. like, yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I want to go back to Toronto. I can't wait till the borders are open. I'm trying to go.
I think the borders are open.
Really?
Yeah. In fact, I'm going to Toronto later this week.
What the hell? I just said I wanted to go.
Well, it sounds like somebody is copying.
No, mm-hmm. I clearly was making a statement
I
wanted to go.
I've already bought
you were
the
just saying it was bad.
The tickets are already purchased.
Mm-hmm. Fuck. So now I can't
that
go.
That theater.
How long is it going to take for it not to be copying? 4 months?
Yeah.
Fuck.
You got to wait 4 months. Put it on the calendar.
All right.
The Winter Garden Theater, however,
was awesome.
Very
was a great show, man.
That was a great show.
Fucking awesome.
In fact, it was the only good part of that trip. The Vancouver shows were great.
Vancouver and Toronto. We just should have done those two.
Yeah. Montreal was...
But we had a nice day in Montreal, though.
Yes.
The show was fucking bad, though.
The show was bad.
Yeah.
The show in Ottawa was... I've like blacked that out.
That was like at a community
You could tell me that I was molested at that show, yeah. and I'd be like, that probably.
They did that show at like a high school or something.
It was,
yeah. it was like
fucked
weird.
Up.
It was
weird.
Like a civic center.
Yeah. It was like their high school that's also an indoor aquatic center.
Yeah. Yes.
Was that where we had the weird house?
Yeah, we stayed in Roseanne's house. Yeah, although, watching fucking Highlander.
Watching Highlander high as shit was awesome.
That was fun.
Cool.
Yeah. That was some quality.
And that's also where they had the rockabilly-themed weed
that's
dispensary
right.
that we went to. It was like a Johnny Rockets.
Johnny yes. Rockets weed dispensary.
Weed dispensary. Yeah.
It was also where the fucking Walmart greeter tried to say I was stealing
yeah,
like
Nick almost
50-cent hat.
Nick, almost, Nick almost knocked out a 90-year-old Walmart.
No, I didn't have to do anything. The guy was like, I need to see a receiver that Adam
Nick's
had already
like,
left.
Nick's like, you're not a member of the,
I'm like,
of the police.
I didn't say any of that. I was like, I'm like, he has a receipt. I'm like, I don't know what the fucking
I was
you.
Like ahead of you.
And yeah. then there was like a Bangladeshi security guy and he's like, can you tell him, you know, and like fucking like trying to get this guy involved. That guy's shrugging his shoulders. And then some like Canadian hick walked in and just gets in the guy's face immediately. He's like, hey pal, he doesn't have to show you a fucking thing.
I love
just
that.
Just out of principle. Yeah, just
out of sovereign.
He doesn't
sovereign.
Have to fucking show you shit, pal. I was like, how do you even know what's going on?
He's anti-greeter, dude.
Yeah,
that man said fuck
well,
that
well, it's
guy.
Such a superfluous job in Canada.
Oh, yeah.
Where everyone's already a greeter anyway.
Vancouver was kind of
nice.
Cool.
That's why they have UBI there is because everyone's already paid a greeter's salary.
Yeah. That's right. To say hello.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, I'm Canadian.
Yeah, I'm a greeter for
a Canadian guy. Canadian.
I'm a greeter for a sex club. I just, hey, welcome.
So,
you
show
trying
us
to
your
get
penis.
Your ass penetrated?
Show us your penis, I'm Canadian. Vancouver was the Chinese food was good in Vancouver. Vancouver, and it was Chinese.
Vancouver
as hell.
Is like weird because it's a North American city that is straight up owned by
Chinese
by the People's Republic
it
of
felt
China.
Like we were in China.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's funny that company Legendary Pictures is owned
by a Chinese company. Yeah.
Yeah. So you gotta like
ironic.
You can't fucking make a movie that's like China's bad.
Yeah. Well, no companies can anymore because the Chinese market is so big for movies.
Yeah.
They had to like redo that Red Dawn remake to make it North Korean. Yeah.
Well, now why not just make it Soviet Russia?
Yeah, why not?
Now,
if it's a fucking remake anyways. Just set it in the 80s and like
it wasn't a remake. It was like set now.
Oh. Well, they should have done it in the 80s. It would have been more fun.
Yeah. They could just do, but here's the thing with all this fucking, we were talking about CNN, MSNBC shit, you could make it just be the Russians. You could make it Putin again. People would fucking go for it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they don't have theaters in fucking Russia. They don't have culture.
They don't have movie theaters there.
They don't have movie theaters.
Well, knowing that about Legendary Pictures, I want to see if I can just like come up, just pitch out 10 screenplay ideas that are all like severely pro-Beijing.
Yeah. Just get it made.
Yeah,
get a bunch of movies made.
Clearly, like
CCP,
rip off Sandlot, but make it about how communist China is the future because they've struck the healthy balance between, you know, the free market and whatever.
Planned economy.
Wherever they're at right now.
Yeah. Aren't they just, what are they doing? They are just a free market, but only the party. It's like an oligarchy or some shit.
I think something like that.
Well, I mean, they're Chinese.
They're Chinese. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's the main thing.
That is the main thing they got going on is being Chinese.
It's socialism with Chinese characteristics.
Right. Mm-hmm. So being rude,
spitting.
Yeah. A lot of spitting.
They're not rude, though. I've tried to explain that to people. Chinese people are not.
I see what you're saying.
They're not rude. They just don't have etiquette.
Yeah, I suppose. What is that effectively mean that they are rude?
No, it means you're rude because you're expecting something that you have no right to expect from people.
Nah, dude, absolutely not. Not in America.
You're applying Western values.
I'm saying, bro, I just don't want you all up in my shit. Mm-hmm. I don't need to fucking get spittle.
Imagine you like ripping ass all the time.
Yeah.
Imagine if someone's like Stavros is rude and he's a bad person.
First of all, I am rude. It would be rude to
and
rip ass.
And he's a bad person.
I never said anything about being a bad
Greeks
person.
Greeks are bad people.
That happens to be true, but that's not. That's
Chinese
just a
people are very friendly, but they're friendly with Chinese characteristics.
Okay.
It's part of their state ideology. Yeah.
I also don't think that they're that friendly. Necessarily,
they are friendly if you just gauge it in terms of their willingness to socialize with you.
Right.
Which is like really the only thing that matters.
Yeah, they will.
Chinese people will talk to you. You can talk to Chinese people.
That's true.
It's just like it was fine. I told you I went to like Joe's Shanghai and I just was like chatting with the waiters about how to make like soup dumplings.
Yeah,
they're just straight up like, you can't do it. It's too hard. Which I guess is like, from our perspective, that would be kind of a rude thing to say to a stranger is just assume they can't do anything.
Right.
But it's like, it's not rude when it's like, they're having a conversation with me. If they were rude, they'd be like, okay, good luck, pal. Yeah. And then fucking walk away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, fuck off.
Yeah.
Well, I will say that that can be said, but the anarchy of no lines and shoving and, the airport with Chinese
I think
people
from the Midwest are more rude than people from China.
Absolutely. They're seething.
Yeah. Because it's all under the surface. And they're saying...
See, but that's the
they're
thing.
Saying please
there
and thank you.
There was a difference between etiquette and
right
rules and being rude and being whatever, polite.
I think the people from the Midwest are potentially worse people.
They are rude.
Yeah.
The Chinese are also rude, though.
If you gauge people from the Midwest as just being Scandinavian Americans, anytime you hyphenate, like, any of the Northern European cultures, they become absolute dog shit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Basically all. Well, actually, any European culture you hyphenate.
Absolutely.
With the exception of British American, because I don't know what that is.
Doesn't even mean anything.
That's Frasier.
Yeah.
It's the show Frasier.
It's Mr. Feeney.
Yeah. Oh, yes, it is Mr. Feeney.
It's Mr. Feeney.
Mm-hmm. Italian Americans garbage, Irish Americans garbage. Yep.
You throw the American on there. Yeah,
German Americans are just Texans.
That's weird that there's so many Texans or Germans in Texas.
Is it?
It is.
I think when you account for Texas, German is like the, like in terms of like white ethnic divisions, probably there's more Germans than anything else in America.
Mm-hmm. Damn, that's true, because they're all over in like Michigan and shit.
There's a lot of German fusion in Mexican culture.
But you gotta...
That's why like banda sounds like polka music.
Right. It's the people that rejected their native culture and came over here to find something different, and they didn't find it, and now they're seething.
Right. Yeah.
You know, so like at some point they try to reclaim their... you know, native culture, but they can only superficially. That's why Irish Americans are all just, you know, racist, you know,
dumb pieces of
drunk.
Shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Potato eating fucking cocksuckers.
Because regular Irish people are, you know, nice.
Yep.
Usually pretty tolerant of others.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, they're very Catholic, right?
Are they?
Didn't they just get abortion?
They did. They're like the whole like Eighth Amendment thing that they
They just got
repealed.
It
appealed.
Is that why they kept having babies and shit?
I don't know, but they're about to get rid of abortion here. My girl Amy Comey, and I'm gonna start busting inside
right now.
No, I mean the second it's gone.
What's your name? Amy, call me by your name.
Amy, call me by your name.
Yeah.
It's her.
If she's elected to the Supreme Court, she will fuck a peach.
She will fuck a peach.
She will fuck a peach.
She will have a romantic gay holiday
and then eat cum out of a peach.
And then get fucked in the ass by Army Hammer.
You're watching the news. I am gay.
If appointed to the Supreme Court, she will go to a beautiful Italian villa and get her asshole fingered by an older grad student.
This is the news. I am gay.
I'm gay.
And I am gay.
Thank you for that report, Eric. This is also the news, and I am gayer. I am even gayer than the last guy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
I don't know why this is feeling like such a sleepy one. I feel like I was charged up before we started. But
yeah, but it's, you know.
Sometimes the day is too nice.
It's too nice. You know what it is? We can't wait to have lunch.
Yeah,
we want to get out. We want to get out there and have lunch.
You know what the thing is that we're all bald. We're all 300 pounds. And we're all bald.
No, bitch. I know you want lunch.
I do, but it was very funny the confidence that you projected your own.
No, you got very upset about.
You
the
want lunch just as much.
I
as
know,
me.
But
you want lunch just.
It's
as
still me. Very funny.
I had a.
You're
had
not
a,
wrong, but it is funny.
I got a piss.
Fuck you, Adam.
You're not the guy don't, that go, you're not the one piss. That gets to
please,
piss.
Piss.
To
piss in your coffee cup in front
piss
of us.
Piss in your coffee cup.
I don't want it to
piss in your coffee cup in front of us.
It's, I would fill both of these coffee
no,
cups.
No, you wouldn't.
You've seen my penis.
Dude, piss in the coffee cup.
One time I showed Stav my penis on FaceTime and he accused me of being chubbed.
You were chubbed.
I wasn't
sure.
chubbed, dude.
You definitely jacked your cock 4 times before you showed it to
no
me.
No way, bro.
100%.
I was sitting on the toilet taking a shit.
You were
Was I blumpkinning myself?
First of all, it's natural to grab your cock a couple times if you're on the bath, the toilet.
Mm.
He chubbed up for sure. His dick is little, dude.
Is this what you guys do? Is you sit and you FaceTime each other in nudes when I'm not around?
Sometimes, you know. I don't know that I've done it, actually.
When I'm at my home doing my research.
Yep, that's right. While you're reading. When
I've got my microscope out.
That's right, looking for your own penis.
Yeah. In a microscope for some reason?
Yeah.
I'm standing at the microscope.
You're standing at the microscope just pointed at your cock.
I don't know how. Damn, now I kind of want to use a microscope.
Yeah, it was pretty cool to watch, to look at algae and shit.
Yeah, little cells.
Yep. I did fuck with that.
Right.
I did fuck with that science class.
Maybe I should get an electron microscope.
Mm-hmm. Plus.
That one is like shit you can't see.
Like what?
Like electrons.
Like fucking cell inside shit?
It's even smaller. I guess it uses electrons, and then the electrons go through shit, and then when it doesn't go through, those, I don't know. I have no idea.
Hmm.
That shit, you got to be some kind of fucking genius at seventh grade science.
Oh, yeah. I also remember not only that, but I remember the day we looked at the algae that this girl, I don't remember her name, but she wore pretty low rise khakis and you could see like not her pussy, but pretty close. And I remember going home and jacking off to that.
You know what's funny is there's probably not a single person in the world that remembers everything from their like elementary education.
Right. That's true. Certainly not.
So the whole thing's a waste.
It's a waste of fucking time.
It's a waste of time.
What do you learn? Squares?
They should teach kids drifting.
Well, don't. But you remember the things you jacked off to in middle school?
I didn't jack off in elementary. Oh, middle, yeah.
I jacked off. I started in kindergarten. People are like, what are you doing? I'm like, jacking off.
Jacking off, Nick, you fucking loser. Because
I'm a grown-up. I'm drinking coffee and reading the newspaper and jacking off. Yeah. I'm a grown-up.
I'm an adult.
Just wearing my dad's shoes.
You're reading a tie. You're reading the
beating off masturbating nude in a blazer. With a giant tie and a blazer on.
I'm an adult at work. I'm reading the newspaper and masturbating my penis.
Yeah, you're a prodigy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
No, but I remember when I read the funnies.
I'm gay.
I remember.
Suck my penis.
I'm gay.
Stick your dick into my ass.
I'm gay.
I don't know that song, but.
It's Prodigy.
Never heard of him.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. That's the guy. Wait, is that who did Firestarter?
Yeah.
That guy had cool hair.
It's a group. Prodigy, the guy's the guy from Mobb Deep. The Prodigy is the...
Right. Well, the guy, you know what I'm talking about, the singer had... He was long a front man for the bald but still with hair community.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which now I have proudly taken the mantle up of.
You raise, are the preeminent.
Raise the pressure. Suck my penis. Fuck me in my ass and call it gay. Pull my ass out and fuck it. Pull my ass out and fuck it. Pull my ass out from itself and then fuck the part that comes out. My asshole.
Yeah, I was in the bodega the other day and some guy walked in with a little like portable stereo like blasting like Chicago house music. You know, like early 90s like fucking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's cool music.
Yeah. I guess that's having a comeback now.
For yeah, sure. Yeah. Old school house, definitely. Mm-hmm. I hear that coming out of cars a lot now too.
Yeah.
There's a lot of like black people being like, we did that as well, don't forget now. Which I thought all house and techno was like
I thought it was gays and Europeans.
Gay white.
No,
Europeans.
No, it's gay black men but in gay like black Detroit men started, and Chicago, yeah.
Which was news to me.
Yeah. It is a
I can't even think. I mean like CNC Music Factory and fucking
that's just shit we haven't heard of that everybody stole probably.
And then who's the other big one? CNC.
What are you talking about?
Like groups from like early 90s that are
oh, like dance groups? There was a...
You can also go to cum.town. There's new shirts.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I have a shirt.
I saw some nice ones.
A shirt for girls and a couple of crew necks.
That's good. Ooh, crew necks.
And I might do hoodies soon.
That's
but
good.
I have to think of something that can go on a hoodie. Because hoodies are very different.
Is that
the problem with fall clothing is almost nothing should have anything on it. Crew necks, you can get away with something small.
Fall is for basics.
Is for basics. It's for natural colors.
Yes.
Hmm. I think you'd be fine putting something on a hoodie.
Brown. Saddle leather brown. Hunter green.
Well, it's about to be winter.
Earth tones.
Earth tones.
Yeah.
It takes two to make my dick get hard.
I went up to see the foliage.
It takes two to make my dick feel small. It takes two to measure my dick. It takes two guys with a powerful microscope. It takes two to measure my dick. One to find it and one to hold the tape. It takes two to measure my dick. It takes two to put my foreskin back. It takes two to fuck me in my ass. The rhythm, my penis.
Isn't there a rapping
I can't wait to get my penis hugged. Please.
It takes two to get my penis hugged.
Hey, y'all, it's about to get fucked in my ass. Everybody put the penis in my ass.
It takes two to make my penis hugged.
One, two, fuck me in my ass.
I am gay, please fuck me in my ass.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yes, that is correct.
We just have to sometimes.
Where's the Italian place we're getting sandwiches at?
There's a place.
We got 10 minutes left.
It's
goddamn
time to start thinking about lunch.
Yeah. All right. I will preface it with this.
Uh-oh.
I believe the sandwich is damn near $20.
Okay, who cares, dude?
But
these are your issues. Just like him being like, you know what the problem is? We're all hungry. And you're like, oh, everyone's going to be upset that the sandwich is near $20.
I think it might be a $20 sandwich, but it's damn good. It's on Decalb. It's on
Decalb.
And
we'll have gay sex at our Italian restaurant.
Time to have some gay sex at the Italian restaurant.
And we're going to have $20 sandwiches at the... I can never remember the melody of that fucking song.
Well, it's three different songs mashed together, isn't it?
Oh, the Billy Joel?
Italian restaurant.
I'm getting my penis sucked in the Italian... Italian restaurant.
It's such a dumb lyric. Italian restaurant shouldn't be at any part of a song.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I agree.
There's too many syllables. It fucking doesn't. It's just ugly language.
It doesn't make sense either. The song he's saying. It's like two people that were married. Now they're about to fuck or something, but they're not.
But that's what the piano man is like too. It's just different.
Suck people. Me a dick. I'm the gay ass
it's
man.
It's just different people that are out of place.
Fuck me
it's
inside of my ass.
Billy Joel at a gay bar, and an older gay man approaches him, covered in gimp leather, with a butt plug in.
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah. So he's already plugged up.
Play me a song. Back when I used to wear normal clothes. Back when I didn't wear women's clothes.
I'm gay.
He said, play me a song, Mr. Piano Man. I'm high on estrogen. My six-year-old brain couldn't handle it. And now I'm about to shoot up a school.
I have breasts and I'm gay.
I should have just been gay. But my grandson convinced me to get on the pills. And now I've gone insane. The Lululemons cut off the circulation to my already withered brain.
And now I regret being trans.
I shouldn't have gone this far.
Damn. You must have some juicy tits, though.
And the manager's politely asked me to leave, but that's as far as he can go. Because I've got an iPhone and it's recording, and he's trying to keep his liquor license. And if he goes viral, which is the power that I have, I can frame it any way that I want and make him look like the bad guy. That's what Piano Man's about.
Yeah. He's trapped. Yeah. That's so good.
Yeah,
I'm gonna start wearing a body cam
just for altercations.
Yeah, just to show how people are rude to me.
What it's like.
I'm gonna start wearing a walkie-talkie that's clipped to my shoulder. So when I'm when I'm listening to people, I can always just be ready to end the conversation. Yeah. Uh huh. Yep. Uh huh. Yeah. 1 second. Yep. Sure. Yeah. Yeah. Copy you. Okay, yeah. Yeah. What's your 20? Copy you.
Copy.
Give 1 second. Some guy won't shut up.
Copy. There's a gay guy talking to me.
There's a gay guy talking to me. go to two real quick.
Go to two.
Switching. Yeah. You. Yeah.
Yeah. He's still here.
The
no,
gay
still
guy's
here.
Still
he's
here.
Still, yeah. Still talking.
He's still
no, it's still gay.
Yeah. Go to three. Let's just do this on every channel until he shuts up.
I didn't know. I'm trying to get an iWatch because you can do walkie-talkie shit on that, can't you?
You can, dude. But I've never used it. I've invited people. It's funny because it's like you can. It'll just be like invite people to walkie-talkie, and I've done that in my pocket sometimes and invited people that like. I don't even know why I have their phone number.
Yeah.
It'd be like a comedian from LA that like. I probably did one open mic with and then got drunk and embarrassed myself. And then they're just like in my phone.
Right. And then they text you like, hey.
No, they would never text me.
Oh.
I mean, there's never been any history of communication ever.
Yeah, but how do they respond to the walkie-talkie?
It just gets declined.
Mm.
But yeah, let me see.
Yeah, I'm going to get one and go, my dick's hard, over.
Talk with friends. Yeah, I don't know. Like, who the fuck is... Who is
I've
this
never
guy?
Seen anyone do the
well, I'm talk. Going to. I'm going to get an iWatch, or what is it called, an Apple Watch?
And you guys are
going
to talk to each other?
Like, I have Rory Albanese in my phone book. That's at the top.
Hell yeah.
I've had maybe one conversation.
Yeah, I've talked to him for 45 seconds at the stand, like, 2-3 years ago.
Yeah.
That's good that you have his number, though, because you could send him pics.
Right. Just accidentally send him a picture of my cock. I mean, like, oh, my bad, dude.
That is a good way to get people off your phone.
Yeah.
You know, make sure they never talk to you.
It is an alpha move.
Yeah.
Or maybe one of those random people wants to give you head. You know?
Damn, I got a lot of people.
My fault, unless you liked it.
I got a lot of people on my phone that it's like, what the fuck are they doing in my phone?
Yeah, I don't even look at my contacts list because of that.
Who the fuck? Elliot Campbellton.
That's not a real person.
That can't be a real name, yeah.
You just named a boy prostitute.
You know, it's probably like somebody I either sold or bought something off Craigslist from.
That's true.
And then it's like because I have an autistic need to like put the number in my phone, then I'll do it. There's also people I don't know their last name, but I've been talking to them for years, so they're not in my phone.
You won't put if you don't know their last name.
I gotta know both names.
Really? You won't just put like
no.
You know.
No chance. Nope.
You know Frank. Not Denver
there
or
are
something?
People I've fucked that I will not put their.
Well, yeah,
in my phone.
Well, yeah,
but not for that
your
reason.
Wife.
Yeah.
Not for that reason, but because I don't know their last name.
Interesting.
Yeah. Mm.
You won't just do a little clue like George Big Penis or something like that?
No.
For those people?
No.
Yeah.
Or, you know, Edwin Small Butt.
It'd be a funny scene in a movie where, like, somebody's looking over a woman's phone and they have them in their phone as Jim Small Dick. They're like, who's that? That's me? Why am I in there, Zed? We're engaged. What was from when we met? I never changed it.
I never changed it.
I never changed it from George Small Dick.
Well, what did you want me to do? Say George Tinder? That doesn't sound
good.
Yeah,
that sounds weird. George Small Dick.
Jimmy Fat Nuts. Damn, that's my name, actually. I'm going to change my name to Jimmy's Fat Nuts.
Yeah.
I guess I could be Stavi Fat Nuts, but it's not. Jimmy's good, better.
Yeah.
I am trans and I regret it. Mm-hmm. Oh, my nipples, they hurt a lot. And my penis is beginning to shrink.
And my penis is way too fucking small. They said it would stay the same size, just not get as hard.
But now it is small as fuck.
And I am 65 years old, and this was too extreme of a change. I was just meant to die and slowly wither away. But because my brain has been damaged from a life of marketing directed at me, I think I'm so important that something else is supposed to happen at 63.
I should have just died.
I should have been content to read the Senior Beacon and drink my chamomile tea. But instead I had to do something wild, like get my balls cut off completely. And then turn it into a thing where I go on Ellen and complain about the president.
Damn, I hope I never get my balls chopped off.
Mm-hmm.
That would be fucked up.
Yeah, I mean, I'm hoping by the time I'm old, it's like, you know, they're like, oh, great. Now everybody wants to be a robot. And that's the thing where you get to be part machine.
Yeah.
Honestly, there would be zero transphobia. Absolutely zero.
That's
if you could also become a robot.
If you could become a robot.
Be
a
cool.
Lot of the guys that are transphobic want to become
If I
robots.
Could just have my everything just like head cut off and put on like some kind of
like a RoboCop situation.
If you could become the Prometheus monster,
The
Prometheus engineer or whatever.
I haven't seen it. We should watch it.
Yeah. I've described
this. We keep
this
talking
before.
About it. Yeah.
I keep talking about it.
Yeah, let's watch it.
Because once a year I'll remember that I can never be that Prometheus alien and it upsets me. But if that was one of the options, zero trans.
Everyone's trans.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. I agree. We should start experiments.
We should also stop pretending like it's not cool that those guys planned to kidnap the governor of Michigan.
I don't...
What happened? Oh, yeah. You think that's cool?
I think it's cool. Those guys were like, we're going to kidnap the governor and kill as many cops as possible. It's like, isn't that what everybody wanted?
To that kidnap the governor? What did she
and
do?
Kill as many cops as possible.
The kill as many cops part's pretty cool. Wait, I don't know the governor. Who is he?
They were right wing but anti-blue.
I don't think they. I mean, they're probably like libertarians or ANCAP or something. But yeah, everyone's like they're Trump supporters, and it's like I don't know.
They're probably just crazy.
I don't know if they're crazy. They have guns and they want to kill cops and kidnap the governor. That sounds pretty normal to me.
But wait, which was it? Wait, this was Michigan?
Yeah.
Who's their governor?
Michigan J. Frog.
Oh, shit. Were they going to make frog legs out
of it?
Suck on my penis, fuck on my asshole. I am fucking gay. Hello, my baby. Fuck me in my frog ass fucking mouth.
Just Donkey Kong. Remember that video?
Yes,
the chimpanzee fucking the frog. Wow. That's damn, nature, stuff. You hilarious.
That's good stuff.
That is pretty cool.
Shouts out to I Fucking Love Science, where I saw that video.
Mm-hmm.
We saw a frog get raped.
That's what launched IFL.
Right next to Pictures of the Universe. God, I'm so glad we've moved past that. It's one thing to be in an era of, like, everybody's cynical, everybody hates each other, and nothing is allowed to be, you know, kind of sincerely enjoyed.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's no room for I Fucking Love Science
anymore. No, it's back because Trump fucking hates science. So people are
That's a different kind of science.
Yeah, but they're
It's not like Cuomo's like, did you know a pulsar, the actual, if you look at the sound it makes.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, what it does is the sound is a frequency that you can predict. And that's because we go by the science.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and so that, if you're orthodox, I'm sorry, but it's time to shut up.
IFL, dude. I fucking love science.
Mm-hmm.
Show me a picture of these sandwiches, Adam.
all right, I'll read to you
I want to see a picture.
Let me see if I can get it.
All right, that's going to do it, folks. Yeah, that'll do it.
Sometimes it's funny because the humor is in the absence of humor. Similar to Bad Doctor, Bad Comedian
bad
is also...
Bad, really, Bad Podcast.
Bad Podcast is a very funny sketch. It's like two people sitting there. Let's say they're the audience members, and they've gone to the doctor to be prescribed their daily dose of some riffs.
Yes.
And they're like, listen, gay Morgan Freeman died in a car accident on the way here. Do you have any Italian sandwiches? They're like, what? We're trying to hear...
I don't know if this isn't the sandwich.
It looks like Subway, dude.
No, it doesn't. It's nice, dude. They got a lot of Italian meats on it.
The fuck is all the? I don't know.
It's
about
an
this.
Italian restaurant, but they have a sandwich you can get to go. That's quite good.
Okay, well,
I'm telling you.
We'll figure
Let's
it
see.
Out.
Let's see. I don't know if it's a secundi or...
I guess we could get some other type of cuisine. I don't care anymore.
Ate before the show, but I'll go with you guys. I had a whitefish bagel.
You know we get lunch.
I know we get lunch, but I was very hungry.
Well, you're going to have another meal.
Okay, I'll have a second lunch with you.
All right.
All right, bye.
Bye, folks.
See you. Come to town and see Stav on the road.
Yeah, I'm at Magoobie's
Magoobie's Joke House.
Yeah, come to town. New shirts.
Nude shirts.
Nude shirts.